Today's daf is Tmura daf Tezayin, and we will begin 20 lines from the bottom of daf Tezvav on the base. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the halacha of Moshe Misinai of the Chomesh Chatoris HaMesois, but for now the Gemara is going to digress with much welcomed Haggadah to Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah in the end of Mesach de Soito. Mishemes Yosef ben Yoyezer ish Tredo. The Yosef ben Yoichelon ish Yerushalayim. When Yosef ben Yoyezer, who was from Tredo, and Yosef ben Yoichelon was from Yerushalayim, passed away, but there were no longer Eshkoilos and Klaiyos. Says the Gemara, my Eshkoilos, Amrav Yehuda, ish Shehakoil boy. These were people that had everything. So how would you define everything? Dr. Ashi, Torah, the Yiras Chet, Ugmilos Chasadim. So those are Rashi's big three. So usually you think of the bad big three, which is Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayah, Shvichas Damim. And when you think of the good big three, it's Torah, Avodah, and Gmilos Chasadim. Rashi says, Isha HaKoel Boy were the big three. Torah, the Yiras Chet, Ugmilos Chasadim. So there was such a thing as Isha HaShkoilos, but Mishemes Yosef Ben Yoyezer, Ish Tzreda, Yosef Ben Yoichan, Ish Yerushalayim, Batlu HaShkoilos. Zok the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmo, Kol HaShkoilos Shalom Dolem Nisrael, Mimois Moshe Ad, Shemes Yosef Ben Yoyezer, all the people that qualified as Eshkoilos, who lived from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu up until Yosef ben Yoyezer, when they learned Torah literally like Moshe Rabbeinu. Mikan ve'elach, after Yosef ben Yoyezer passed away, they were no longer Eshkoilos, and as a result, lo'yhoyu lemeidim Torah k'Moshe Rabbeinu. Afraid to Gemara, is that true? Is it possible to say that from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until many generations later, until the times of Yosef ben Yoyezer ish tzredo, they were still learning Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu? Vam Rav Yehuda Mashmu, Rav Yehuda himself said in the name of Shmuel, shloish salafim halachis nishtakchu b'meyev l'sham Moshe, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter and Klal Yisrael mourned Moshe Rabbeinu, during the Avelos of Moshe, the Yidden forgot 3,000 halachas. So you see already b'mei evloi shal Moshe, literally by the shloishim of Moshe Rabbeinu, they weren't learning Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. They already forgot 3,000 halachas. How could the Gemara say that as long as there were Eshkoilos, up until the times of Yosef ben Yoyezer, Ish Tzreid, and Yosef ben Yoichanan, Ish Yerushalayim, hoyu lemeidim Torah, k'Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Gemara says, you have to say, deshtakach lu eshtakach, u'digemir lu havi gemir. Meaning, it's true they forgot halachas. No one's saying they remembered everything. But in terms of what they knew, qualitatively, that they knew exactly like they were still learning Torah in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Gemara asks another kashma. Time went to the Brisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Rabu Metamim Timu, when there was a debate, when there was a suffix in Beis Medrash. So what they do? They took a vote. If most people said Tameh, they said Tameh. Im Rabu Tahirim Tiaru. Again, you see that Mishemes Moshe Rabbeinu, already at that point, they weren't learning Torah anymore like they were in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could you say up until the Torah of Yosef ben Yoyezer and Yosef ben Yoichanan, they were learning Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Gemara says, you have to say, Liba de imot, but migmar havi gemir luka Moshe Rabbeinu. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is, essentially the Gemara is saying the same thing it said earlier. That Enochanami, there were some halachas that were forgotten. There were specifically 3,000 halachas that were nishtachu b'mei avlish of Moshe Rabbeinu. And as it relates to those halachas, obviously, they didn't know it. They didn't know it. They couldn't be learning it like they did in the times of Moshe. What the Braisa means is that the halachas that they knew and the halachas that they had, that Messiah that was still intact, they were learning Torah literally like the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zok the Gemara. More on this note. The Masnis Atana, Kol Eshkoilos Sha'amdu Yisrael, Mimois Moshe, Achemes Yosef Ben Yoyezer, Ish Tredo, Loi Hoyo Behem Shum Doifi. All the Eshkoilos. Again, what's Eshkoilos? Isha Kol Boy. Zagrashi, Torah, V'yiras Chet, Ugmilas Chasadim. All these Eshkoilos, they didn't have any Doifi. These were Yidden that had no Doifi. Mikan ve'elach, after they passed away, there was no such thing as a leader who had no doifi. Now the Gemara understands initially that what does doifi mean? It's miloshen chet, meaning the leaders were perfect. They had absolutely no avet. Afraid the Gemara, is that true? Meaning, is it true that only up until the times of Yosef ben Yoyezer and Yosef ben Yoichanan, the leaders had no doifi, but afterwards there was no such thing as a gadol hador, as a manik, that didn't have some aver of a tiny? We learned to the Braisa, Maisa b'chassid echad, was a story with a chassid, he was having chest pains, v'shalul ha'roifim, and he went to the doctors, v'armon, they told him, ein lo takana, there's only one refuah for this machla, at she yinek cholav reiseach shachris. He asked the nurse the milk of a goat. So they brought him a goat, and they tied it to his bed. And he would nurse from it. Milk. The next day, his chaverim came to be mevakir. When they saw the goat, to Amr, they said, "List mezuyim." This is a yid who's a list of mezuyim. He's a ganav. The reason is because the behemoth dak is very hard to control, so it'll go into other people's fields sometimes, and it's going to eat. So they felt that we're walking into the house of a yid that we know is a list of mezuyim. Yashvu, they sat down, ubatku, and they did an analysis on this person's averis, and the only aver they were able to find that this person had was that aver. Va'afhu, and this chassid himself, b'shas mitzasai, on his deathbed, Amar said, yoydei ani ba'atzmi, she'ein bi avoin, that the only avera I have is that. So avarti, what was that avera? Because I was over al divrei chaverim shari amru chachamim ein megadu behemadaka be'eretz Yisrael. Either way, you see that there was a yid who was a chassid who was on such a madrega that the only avera he did is that he had a behemadaka in his house where it was an issue because he was over al divrei chachamim who said ein megadlim behemadaka be'eretz Yisrael. And he did it l'tzorich refuah. From the Gemara, it sounds a little like it was pekuach nefesh. The problem is, if it was pekuach nefesh, then it wouldn't have been an avera at all. Ayin b'marsha. But the point is, he did it l'tzorich refuah, and this was the only avera that he did. Now, who was this chassid echad? Zok the Gemara. I'll tell you the rest of the story. V'kayim alone, we know. Kol heichad amma ma'isa b'chassid echad. Anytime you find in Shas that nusach ma'isa b'chassid echad, oy Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, oy Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai. It's either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or it's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai. Now says the Gemara, v'rabbanon, these rabbanon. Whether it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or whether it's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, as in Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shas, they lived Basa Yosef ben Yehuda and Ishtrei the Dari Dari Yavu many generations later, and still you see they had no daifi. They clearly had no averis. So how could you tell me a braisa that Mishemeis Yosef ben Yehuda batla shkoylus? And at that point, there was no such thing as a gadol that had no daifi. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi or Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, whoever the chassid is in that story, many many generations later, and he's clean. Seemed to be perfect. There was no avera. That ein megadlo behem medakel letzayich refu. The Gemara doesn't consider that a doifi. So you see, he had no doifi. Zok the Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef. You have to say that. What does it mean when we say no doifi? Not that there was no averas. Fakir, there were leaders after Yosef and Yezid that had no averas. What does doifi mean? Doifi shel smicha. It's referring to the halacha of smicha. What does that mean? Rashi says there was a machlokes tanaim. Whether, if somebody brings a behema on Yontif, are you supposed to do smicha or you're not supposed to do smicha? So smicha is an interesting halacha. The katchila, when you bring a carbon, the bal ha-carbon is supposed to take his two hands, lean with his guf on the behema. There's a mitzvah of smicha. Smicha is not ma'akev. Stating that, the Gemara says that if somebody brings a carbon and he doesn't do smicha, kiper, the loy kiper, meaning, so there's some element of kilo keeper, but the bottom line is that's for the lumdom, what that means. But tachlis, it's not ma'akdim. So smicha is a mitzvah l'katchila. And there was a big debate amongst the tanaim whether you should do smicha when you bring a carbon on yantif or not. Can you or can you not? The reason not to is because when you do smicha, you be mishtamish b'balchai, person not be mishtamish b'balchai and yantif, Shabbos. So therefore there was a shayla. This, historically, says Rashi, was the first machloikis in the history of Klal Yisrael. So, a fun fact. What was the first machloikis in the history of Klal Yisrael? Talmud Bavli is full of machloikis. What's that? Aha, that debate of... That's true. Interesting. I hear. But this is what the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga. Rashi quotes it right here. I hear it, Yitzi. But the bottom line is, this was the first machloikis in Klal Yisrael. And that machloikis happened mishemeis Yosef ben Yoyezer. And Yosef ben Yochanan. So as long as they were alive, there was still no machlokes. After they were nifted, now there was doifi. Which doifi? The doifi was smicha. Says Rashi, we don't mean smicha. Punk, smicha was the first machlokes. So we're mentioning smicha. But up until, as long as they were alive, there was no machlokes. What does that mean? What's the punchline of the fact that there was no machlokes? The Messiah was perfect. The Messiah was intact. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. And there was a perfect Messiah up until the Eshkoilis. The last of the Eshkoilis, Yosef ben Yoyezer, Yosef ben Yochanan. At that point already, there was a machloikis, there was smicha. Says the Gemara.
Everyone accepted afterwards.
What's that?
Everyone accepted
it. Right. You say, this remained the machloikis. Right, very good. Great, the Gemara of Yosef ben Yoyezer, Gufa Miflakfi. How can you tell me the machloikis started after the Petirah of Yosef ben Yoyezer? But Yosef ben Yoyezer, Gufa, you see, was one of the Tanoim that debated the Shailah. Yes, Micha Yantav and also Micha Yantav. So the Gemara says it's true. Kiev Flik Baba Saif Shnei, the Batsal Levites. It's Saif Yomav. El Chanami Saif Yomav of Yosef Ben Yezer. At that point, the Machloik has already started Excel. So before we go weiter, more Haggadata, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. So the Gemara mentioned that Mishemes Yosef Ben Yezer Ishtreda, the Yosef Ben Yochanan Ishi Rishalayim, Batlu Hashkailas. They were the last Ashkailas. Definition of Ashkelos says Rashi, they had everything. They had Torah, they had Yiras Chet, and they had Gemilos Chasadim. And the Gemara is clear that as long as there were Ashkelos, Hayulam made them Torah K'moshe Rabbeinu. They would learn Torah K'moshe Rabbeinu. That's true, they didn't know everything that the Yidden knew in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, because there were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten in B'mayavlish of Moshe, as the Gemara is going to elaborate in a few moments. But the Torah they knew, they were learning like Moshe. And there was no Machloikis. There was no Machloikis. The first Machloikis, yes, Micha Nos, Micha Yantif, started Seif Yom of Shal Yosef Ben Yezer. But up until that time, everything was perfect. Apparently, when Yosef Ben Yezer and Yosef Ben Yochanan passed away, at that point there was a tremendous Yerida. Which means it's one of the important milestones, one of the important turning points in the history of Klai. So when you think of turning points, you think of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Beis Rishon, Bayis Sheni was never the same as Bayis Rishon. So obviously, Churban Bayis Rishon was a tremendous turning point. Churban Bayis Sheni is a tremendous turning point. Churban Beitar, the Rambam says, Churban Beitar was so terrible. It was literally, it was Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says. The Holocaust, I mean, obviously a tremendous turning point in the history of Klal Yisrael. Most people are not going to say, turning point in Klal Yisrael, the patir of Yosef Ben Yoyezer is Treda. But Chazal say, Mishemes Yosef Ben Yoyezer is Treda, Patuash. The Messiah was no longer intact. Everything that we do, every Machlaikis Rishayinim and Machlaikis Achrayinim and Tudinim, it all comes from the fact that there's confusion, that we don't have a perfect Messiah anymore. And when did that start? It started Mishemes Yosef Ben Yezer. It's interesting. Yosef Ben Yezer is not quoted that often in Shas, but he's mentioned in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai U'Mesara LiYeshua. Yeshua l'skeinim, u'skeinim l'neviim, u'neviim b'seru l'anshei knes ha'gdoilo. So the Mishnah is giving us the Messiah. Obviously, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai gives it over to Yeshua. Yeshua skeinim, skeinim l'neviim. Right, the neviim last all the way up until Seif Bayis Rishon through Galus Bavel. The beginning of Bayis Sheni, Chag Yitzchak Malachi, they were the last neviim. They lived right in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Who did they give over the Messiah to? There were no neviim anymore. They gave the Messiah to the anshei knes ha'gdoilo. The Mishnah mentions one by name. Shimon HaTzadik Hoya Mishiori Anshek Nesra Gdeilo. And he had two Talmud. He had a Talmud. His Talmud was Antignus Ish Soichai. Antignus Ish Soichai. Antignus is a Greek name. You see the Greek influence. Right in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, already starting to imagine the God of Ador's name is Antignus. So Shimon HaTzadik and Antignus Ish Soichai. Who was their Talmidim? Yosi Ben Yoyezer Ish Tzreda. The Yosi Ben Yoichanan Ish Yerushalayim. Incidentally, the Gemara says Yosef Ben Yoyezer and Yosef Ben Yoichanan. The Lashon HaMishnah is Yosei Ben Yoyezer and Yosi Ben Yoichanan. So when you find Rav Yosef in Shas and Rav Yosi in Shas, is it the same name or is it two different names? Right, you have Yosef and Yossi. Is it the same name? So tell me, what difference does it make? So the truth is, there's so many tshuvas that were written on Shemus Agita in the Tazra, the whole country of Shemus Agita. Is Yosef and Yosi the same name? Yosef Ben Yoyezer? In the Mishnah, he's referred to as Yosef Ben Yoyezer. But either way, so Yosef Ben Yoyezer and Yosef Ben Yoichanan were Mekabel. From who? From Antignus Ish Soichai and from Shimon HaTzadik. They gave over the Messiah to Yeshua Ben Prachia and to Nita Arbeli, who gave over the Messiah to Yehuda ben Tabai and to Shimon ben Shetach. They gave over the Messiah to Shmaya Naftalian, and Shmaya Naftalian gave over the Messiah to Hillel and Shammai. If you notice, the Mishnah refers to the Messiah as going over in peers. They're what's known as the Zugois by the historians, and there were two people that carried with them the Messiah. The Rav Vartanura says that the two people that are mentioned in this Mishnah, Yosi ben Yoyezer and Yosi ben Yoichanan, the first was the Nasi and the second was the Av Bezin. So Hillel and Shammai, for example, Hillel was the Nasi and Shammai was the Av Bezin. Hillel was the Nasi, that's Pashat. Hillel came from Shevet Yehuda. Le'yasu Shevet Yehuda, mechaykik mi bein raglav. This is already a whole arichas, but I'll tell you one other interesting thing. If you go through the Mishnah in others, in the first parak, so who was Mekabel from Hillel and Shammai? Now it's already not Zugas anymore. Rabbi Gamliel, Hayoymer. Now it's Rabbi Gamliel. And Tais Yantif says, Upirshu HaMefarshim. He said, I saw something very interesting that the Mefarshim say, I don't know who the Mefarshim are, but it's Tosfos Yontif, who's quoting Mefarshim, says probably Rishonim. So the Rishonim say that if you look in the Mishnah Novice, everything is Kibel. So Shimon HaTzadik was Mekabel, Yosef ben Yehezer, Ishto Yosef ben Yehezer, they were Mekabel from Antignos Ishsoichoi and from Shimon HaTzadik. Yeshua ben Prachi, Yitra Bailey, Kiblu. Shmayin Avtablin were Mekabel. Hill and Shami were Mekabel from Shmayin Avtali. Rabbi Gamliel Hoyoimer. It doesn't say Rabbi Gamliel was Mekabel from Hill and Shammai. So he says, Upirshuam Mefarshim, Shalakachlin Nichtav Loshin Kabbalah, Mikanul Alon, Lefisha Mitalmidei Shammai Vehillel, Nisrabsa Machloikis Vyisrael. There was so much Machloikis, Venasis HaTorah, Shtei Torahs. Lakachlin Shayach Loimer Kabbalah Kabayo. He said, as soon as Hill and Shammai, after that, the Machloikis went to a whole other level. So when did Machloikis start? It started Mishameis Yosef Ben Yehezer, Yosef Ben Yochanan. We just learned this right now. But the machloikis was contained. There was this machloikis, there was that machloikis. It was controlled until Shammai and Hillel passed away, and they gave over already the Messiah. That door, it took it to a whole other level. You had the Talmidim of Shammai, you had the Talmidim of Hillel, Kiyadua. Taisi Yontif says the Torah literally became two Torahs. So again, turning points that we're not necessarily going to immediately run to when we think of the milestones of Jewish history. The Petira of Yosef ben Yehezer, Yosef ben Yochanan, and then later the Petira of Shammai Vehil. Either way, there's a lot more to talk about this, but a little more Gemara, and we'll get back to it. Zok, the Gemara, Vayter, Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Shalish Salaf, and Alachas, and Shtakh, we just mentioned that there were 3,000 Alachas that were forgotten, Bimei, Evlo Yishal Moshe, Amru Loyli Yeshua. So the Yom went to Yeshua Benon, and they said, Sha'al, they said, Yeshua, you're the leader now. Moshe Rabbeinu is not alive. We forgot all these halachas. Go to the Eibishta and ask. Let's get this halach. Amalei told him, Leib HaShemayim. Ta'ir is Leib HaShemayim. We can't ask and Alpi Nevua bring down halachas. We have to figure it out by ourselves. Ta'ir is Leib HaShemayim. Amalei L'Shmuel. So they went to Shmuel. This is obviously generations later. Shmuel as in Shmuel Hanavi. So generations later, the Yidden thought that maybe Shmuel Hanavi would be able to bring these halachas back. Maybe because Moshe Baharim B'cheihana v'Shmuel B'kari Shemay. Shmuel was shakul k'Moshe Baharim. Not sure why. From every leader between Yeshua and Shmuel. Shmuel's the next manik they thought maybe could bring down these halachas. They said, Shal, Omelemse, he told them, Eila ha-mitzvahs. Now, incidentally, this is the last pasuk of Parashas Bechukais. It's the last pasuk of Sefer Vayikra. The pasuk says, Eila ha-mitzvahs, asher shiva ha-jem es Moshe, el b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. So we spoke so much about Parashas Bechukais, the parasha of the first Rashi, and the brachas and the klolis, and erichin, and tamura, and ma'isa behema. So here we have the last pasuk in Parashas Bechukai, which is Eila Mitzvos Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So Shmuel told you, you know what that means? She'ein Hanavi Rashoi L'Chadish Davar Miyato. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Navi that was allowed to be Mechadish Torah. No other Navi can be Mechadish. There's nothing I can do. The Marsha says that Loi Bashamayim Hi and Eila Mitzvos is Inyan Echad Hei. Says it's the same thing. Meaning, it's not Mamish to say, I think it's a different pasuk, but the Yisrael is the same. The Yisrael is a Navi, can't be Mechadish Halacha. So we have to figure it out by ourselves. Yeshua quoted the pasuk, Leib HaShemayim. Shmuel quoted the pasuk, Eila Mitzvahs, Ayim B'Marsha. Why Yeshua quoted Leib HaShemayim, and why Shmuel said, Eila Mitzvahs, Dvarim the Flam. But either way, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Afchat HaShemayim Zabalem, Nishtach B'Leib HaShemayim. This is why we're talking about this now. That one of the halachas that we forgot from the Leib HaShemayim, we'll see more about this later, was the halacha of Chat HaShemayim Zabalem. What are you supposed to do with it? Amr the Pinchas said, he went to Pinchas, and they told Pinchas Sha'al, forget us this halacha. Amalei say, he told him, Eila mitzvahs. That's the Bach's Gersa. Amalei la lazer shal. They told Elazar. Amalei told him the same thing. Eila mitzvahs. Shein avi rasha ilu chadesh dov. Amalei no merab. Shoshin nifter. Moshe Rabbeinu l'ganid. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. Amalei le Yeshua. He went to Yeshua. He said, Shalmi meni kol sveik ashe yesh lecha. Ask me any sofik that you have. Amalei told him, Rebbe, klum hi nachticha shah achas v'alachti l'mokam acher. You ask, you think I have sveikas? Why would I have sveikis? Did I ever leave you? Loi kach kos after me. Didn't you write about me in the Torah? Umishor so Yeshua benun nar. Lo yomush mi toichayel. I never left you for a second. I know everything you taught me. I'm no sveikis. I have nothing to ask you. Says the Gemara, miyat toshash koichay shel Moshe. That's the right gersa. Moshe Rabbeinu had chalishas hadas. He had chalishas hadas. Rashi says something that's very hard to believe. Rashi says, you know why he had chalishas hadas? Because he realized Yeshua benun was just as great as him. He had chalishas hadas. That Yeshua ben Nun, what happened to Einov Miskana Bibnoi, Veina Rav Miskana Bitalmida, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Onov Mikol Adam, Eldon Umeda Misnavim Bimachna Moshe Mes. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? It's fine, don't worry. It's Beseder. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is Bitsar because he realizes that his protege, Yeshua Benun is as great as him, and Yeshua Benun wasn't as great as him. Pnei Moshe kipnei Achamu, Pnei Yeshua kipnei Levanus. This Gemara is very sassy. But anyway, that's what Rashi says. Either way, miyat toshkoich shay Yeshua, toshkoich shay Moshe, v'neshtakchu mimenu. And because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had tsar, Hashem punished Yeshua. Take a look at Rashi. And Yeshua Benun forgot 300 halachos. V'noldoi on top of that, sheva meir sveikos. See, we got 300 halachos, and he had 700 chakiras, right? 700 sveikas, right? Call Yisrael the hard guy. And the Yidden wanted to kill Yeshua ben Nun. I'm a lie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, I can't give you these halachos, because Torah Levi Shammai of me. This is not the way it works. But what are you supposed to do? They want to kill me. So Yeshua ben Nun said, I need something. I need an etzah. So he told him, Lech v'tardom b'mechava. He says, go make them fight a war. The Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayi achri Moshe eved Hashem, Vayomer Hashem v'goymer. And really, the punchline is all in the Vegaimer. The Vegaimer is, Hashem tells Yeshua, you're going to cross the Yarden, and you're going to have to start fighting against kings and nations. And the idea of Lech V'tardam and Muhammad was to distract them. It's like this, they'll lay off Yeshua ben Nun, they won't kill him, forgetting all these halachas. Either way, b'masi sotana, elef u'shva meis kalin v'chamurin, u'gzeres shavis v'ktuke soifrim nishtachal b'nevah shalmosha. So we had the first gersa, 3,000 halachas, then we had 300 and 700, now we have another gersa, 1,700 kal v'chaymers, u'gzeres shavis, and v'ktuke soifrim, we forgot to be me'evah shalmosha. Amar Rabbi Vo said, afal pikein, even though that's true, hechziru nasnil bin kenaz mitech populoi. There was a Yid, Asniel ben Knaz, he was one of the Shoiftim. And Asniel ben Knaz was machzer all these halachas mitoich papulai. How do you know that? Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Nach. Now, the truth is, it's not a pasuk in Nach. But this is all the way the Gemara is going to darish in the pasuk. The context of this pasuk is that Kalev ben Yefuna was trying to conquer the city of Kiryat Sefer. And he said that anyone that can conquer the city, Kiryat Sefer, will receive a reward. The reward is he can marry my daughter. And the pasuk says, "Vayilkita Asniel ben Knaz." Asniel ben Knaz was the one that conquered the city. Who was he? Achi Kalev hakatan mimenu. He was Kalev's younger brother. Vayitein lo yes achsa bita leishna. And Kalev honored what he had said he was going to do, and he took his daughter Achsa, and he allowed Asniel ben Knaz to marry his daughter. So the Gemara says, parenthetically, v'lavan nekrishma Achsa. Why we should call Achsa? Shekol eroya oisa koyes al ishtoi. Because any person that looked at her, so his wife would be upset, or he himself would be upset at his wife, why she wasn't as beautiful as Achsa. So Achsa was so beautiful that she made men upset at their wives. But either way, Pashup Shat Vayilkut Asniel ben Knaz means he physically conquered the city. Darshan Chazal, that's not what it means. It means that also. But there's a drush, and the drush is that he was able to conquer Kiryat Sefer, right? Loshen Sefer. He was able to bring back all these halachos that had been forgotten. We're going to speak about this in Etz Hashem in Monday's daf, not for today. But you probably can't go through this Gemara without at least mentioning and acknowledging that it's Yiduah, the Briskerov said, that you see from here, there's two dinim in halachos l'Moshe Mitzinai. There are the halachos l'Moshe Mitzinai that we have been Messiah. Moshe Kibbutz Torah, Mitzinai, Messiah Yeshua, they were never forgotten. We have them exactly b'diyuk the way it was given over. And then there were the halachas that were forgotten. Elishech zir nasnil ben knaz b'toich papulai. And the Rav said there's two dinim in halachas l'moshe misinai. The Rambam says he can't argue with halachas l'moshe misinai. Like timatze b'machleikas. He said that's all the mesira that we have. But these halachas that are all gebait on the pilpul of asnil ben knaz. So to the extent I could dingzich with the kal v'chaymer, maybe I could dingzich with the halach. Oh, tvarim the flum. But either way, the pasuk continues. So b'derek agav, we mentioned asnil ben knaz who conquered Kiryat Sefer, and as a result, got to marry Achsa, the daughter of Kalev. So the pasuk says, "Vayhi b'vayev atisiseu lishol meisav yosada." So when Asniel ben Knaz was going to marry Achsa, they realized that the land that they had wasn't a fertile land. Vatitzach me'alach hamar. So she went, Achsa, to her father, and she asked her father, could you give me a better piece of property? It says, Vatitznach. It says the Gemara, my Vatitznach, Amar Rav, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Loi. She told Kalev, Mach hamar, Zakimish elam eichel, Bevuzum yat zayik. What does a donkey do when it doesn't have food? I'm not sure, but the Gemara says, zayik. It right makes sense. So she tells her father, "Tnali bracha ki eretz hanegem nesati." Says the Gemara. You know what she said? You gave me bayishem rugim mikol taiva. You gave me a dry land, a dry house. I don't have anything. It's not fertile. V'nasati legulois mayin. You gave me an adam she'ein by ela taira bavad. My husband that I have to marry now, Asniel ben Knaz, all he has is taira. And what she meant to say was, how's he going to fend for me? How's he going to support me? So Pashit, Kalev responded, and Kalev gave her what she wanted. Amar lo b'chazal say, you know what he told her? Mishe kol razei oylam el yoinim v'tachtoinim shaloi. Yevakesh mimenim azoynis. You think your husband's not going to be able to support you? You know who your husband is? Asniel ben Kenaz. He's Mishe kol razei oylam el yoinim v'tachtoinim shaloi. He needs me. Zakhtay l'garashi. What does he mean? Look at Rashi. Top Rashi, the second column. Dahay vaday lo yitztarech. Dichsiv hoysa kani yitzoycher v'goymer. What Rashi means is the nimshal of Eishes Chayil. So Eishes Chayil has a mashal and a nimshal. The mashal is ish v'ishtoy. It's the Eishes Chayil. But what's the nimshal? The nimshal is the Torah. And the pasuk says, "Hoysa kaniyo soicher mimerchak tovi lachma." That a yid that learns Torah is like an international businessman. Literally, "Hoysa kaniyo soicher mimerchak tovi lachma." Now this is someone who learns Torah on the perfect level. So someone who has Torah on the highest level technically would have access to all the Olam Hazeh in the world. So what Kalev told his daughter was, you're marrying Osniel ben Knaz. He's Misha kol razei oylam el yoinu v'tachtoinim shalai. Yivakish v'meri v'zoinis. You think you need my help? He's hoysa kani yosoicha. When he sits and learns, he's mimerchak tavi lachma. He has access to everything in the world. Tremendous. Either way, the Gemara says, how does it make sense that Osniel ben Knaz is Kalev ben Yefuna's brother? I mean, it's just basic arithmetic. Osniel's father's name was Knaz, and Kalev's father's name was Yefuna. Freit the Gemara, v'chi Kalev ben Knazu, that he could be Osniel ben Knaz's brother, v'ali Kalev ben Yefuna hu. So the Gemara, I hear, ma Yefuna, shepona me'atzasmerat. Really, his name was ben Knaz. The reason he was called Yefuna, shepona me'atzasmerat. Freit the Gemara, v'akati ben Knazu, ben Chetzrein hu. He was v'aita not ben Knaz. He was ben Chetzrein, because the pasuk says, v'kalev ben Chetzrein hu, l'des azuvo, amar rov v'chargei de Knazu. You're right, you have to say that Kalev was ben Chetzrein, and Osniel was ben Knaz. How were they brothers? From the mother's side, not from the father's side. From the mother's side. Tano, who Asniel, who Yaivitz. Asniel ben Kenaz appears in another place in Tanakh as Yaivitz. So Yaivitz is Asniel. Says the Gemara, Mashmai, what was his real name? It wasn't Asniel, and it wasn't Yaivitz. His real name was Yehuda Achi Shimon, who's also mentioned in Sefer Shoiftim. So Yehuda Achi Shimon's point. So Asniel ben Kenaz was mentioned in Sefer Yeshua. Yehuda Achi Shimon is mentioned in Sefer Shoiftim. Yaivitz, who's mentioned in Divrei Hayomim, it's all the same person. Asniel, so why do you have all these names? Asniel, Shoanoikel, because he davin, and the Eibishna answered his tefillah. Yaivitz, Sheyaatz, Ribitz Tayyib Yisrael, because it was a Marbitz Tayyib. Uminolan Shoanoikel. How do you know that Hashem answered his tefillah? Dechsev. There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph. It says, Vayikra Yaivitz, Lelekei Yisrael Lehmar. So Yaivitz davin, Sakodesh Baruch. What was his tefillah? He said, Imborech Tevarcheni, the Herbi says Gvuli, Vahusa Yotcha Imi, V'asisa meira levilti atzvi. That was his tefillah. What was Hashem's response? Vayove elikim es hashashal. Hashem answered his tefillah. So what was the tefillah? Zok de Gemara. Embarich tevarcheini b'tayra. His first tefillah was, Hashem, if you're going to give me Torah, you're going to allow me to learn Torah. V'herbi says gvuli b'talmidim. You're going to give me talmidim. V'asisa yotchayimi shlo yishtakich talmudim b'livi. And on top of that, you're going to make it that I shouldn't forget my learning. So I'll have the schus to learn Torah, to teach Torah, and I won't forget my learning. V'asisa meira. And you're going to protect me from bad. What does that mean? You're going to give me chevra, people that I could talk to and learning. A good chabura. And then he asked, but you have to also, Hashem, make sure that I don't have the Yetzirah. The Sfarim say that you see from here that a Talmud Chacham needs a special shmira from the Yetzirah. Because if he's going to have all this Torah, then the Yetzirah is going to want to chapel with him. Right? Chafetz Chaim said that why did Sari Shalaisav start up with Yaakov? Sari Shalifis didn't start up with Avram, he didn't start up with Yitzchak, he started with Yaakov, because Yaakov was Namudat Torah. He was able to be soivel, the chesed of Avram, and the avodah, and all the hichazachim from Yitzchak, Akedus Yitzchak, the oila, the valeu oila, but the Torah from Yaakov Avinu, that he couldn't be soivel. Ki yodua, that's what the Chavetz Chaim. But either way, so he needs a special shmira. So, v'imata oisa, kein mutav. And then Yaivitz says, if you answer my tefillah good, the imlav haredi hoylich l'nesisi l'shol, then I'm going to die. Meaning, he didn't just daven. He davened a desperate tefillah. He said, I need this. I'm desperate for this. I need Torah, Tamidim, and Chazon Shvagesin, Unayetzahara, with a good chavura. I'm posh and desperate. There's no other option. Miyad, the pasuk says, Vayove elikim es ashashah. Hashem answers tefillah. Says Gemara, Ki yaitze bedavar ato emer. You find similarly that if a person wants Torah so badly, Hashem gives him what he wants. Rosh v'ish techochim nifgashu, meir einei shneim Hashem. What does this pasuk mean? Zok the Gemara. B'shosha Talmud Hoy Lachitza Rabbi. If a Talmud goes says Rabbi, Vaymelin says Lamdeinu Taira. Rabbi teach me Taira. In Olamda, if he teaches him Taira, Meir Einei Shnei Hashem. So this is the Rosh and the Ishtachachem. Rashi is the Ani Bat Torah. The Ishta Chachim is the Rebbe. Incidentally, Rashi says, what kind of Rebbe is he? He's a Beinoni. Sheyodea Shnei Starim Oishlosha. He's only a Beinoni. He only knows two or three Starim in Shas. Okay. But either way, so he goes to his Rebbe and he says, teach me Torah. If he teaches him, Meirei Nishnei Mashem, that's the end of the Pasuk. V'im lav, if not, Oshi V'rosh Nifgashu, Oysa Kulam Hashem. Misha Asoi Chacham Lozeh, Oysa Tipish. The Chacham is going to end up being the Tipish in the end of the story. And Tipish Lozeh, Oysa Chacham. And this Tipish is going to be a Chacham. Zuma, this is Rav Nosson. Adkan Divri Rav Nosson. But the point is, before we see the other pshat, that you see from here that a desperate tefillah Hashem answers. Yaivitz was desperate, Hashem answered his tefillah. And the Lashon HaGemara is Miyad Vayovi Elikim Es Hashashah. He answered it to him immediately. This desperate tefillah was what was answered. Kayotze B'davar is, this person who wants to learn Torah from his Rebbe, he's going to be answered. Because either the Rebbe is going to teach him Torah, and then it's going to be a Meir Enei Hashem. And if not, he's going to end up being the Chacham either way. The point is, if a person wants it badly enough, he ends up getting it. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had a different version in what Yaivitz's tefillah was. In Baruch Tevarcheini, he didn't mean Torah. He meant Beperi Verivya. He wanted to have children. Virbei says Gvuli, Bevanu Bevanus. Again, children. Vaisu Yadchayim, Mi Bemasu Matin. Vasisi Mei Rosh Lo Yehebi Meichosh Roishu Meichosh Azayim Meichosh Einayim. Gizint Parnus Anachis, Bekitzer. Levulti Otzvi. Shalo Yisagveni Yetzahara Mi Lishnois. And you're going to protect me from the Yetzahara. I'll be able to learn. Yemata Oysake Muta Vim Lavin Redi Hoylich Menesisi Lishayil. Either way, Vayyavu Lekimas Hashashol. It was a desperate tefila. Again, he didn't give Hashem a choice. Kaviyachol. And Hashem answered his tefillah. Yitzv Davata Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi also shtelled to the same pasuk for the same idea. Rosh ve'ish techachem nifkashu, Meir einish neim Hashem. Shosha ani hoylichis a balabayis. When ani goes to a balabayis, va'omer parnaseini, and he tells the balabayis, I want you to support me. Im mefarnes amutav. If he supports him good, then lav oshev rosh nifkashu oisa kulam Hashem. Misha soy oshe lezeh oisa oisa ani. Oni lezeh, oisai, oisai, asher, exhale. So before we go weiter and return to Mesachs des Tmura and the halachas of the Chomesh Chatois HaMesos, so a little bit more raid. So this Omid right here, Tmura Daf Tezayin, is literally tucked away. It's a classic Gemara. There's a lot of classic Haggadah here, like the Shemayim, other Yisoidists as well, and it's in the middle of a very, very smack in the middle of an intense Kachem Mesechta, the halachas of Tmura, so just a few haras. The first is, so we spoke about the Eshkoilis. Yosef ben Yoyezer, Ish Tzrei, Yosef ben Yoichan, and Ish Yerushalayim, they were the last of the Eshkoilis. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Kibbul Torah Misinai, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ran says, was Min HaNisim. He himself, his whole Metzias was a miracle. The level of perfection that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved is not something that could even happen. Al Pi Derech HaTeva, says the Ran in his famous drasha. So then he was Mecha Min HaNisim. Then he gave over the Torah to Eshkoilis, Yeshua Ben Nun, etc. And it lasted for Doiris, until the Petira of Yosef Ben Yehazer. I saw that Chassam Sofer says that the Pasuk says, regarding Yeshua ben Nun, we just quoted the Pasuk, U'mesharsa Yeshua ben Nun nar, lo yamush mitoicha oil. So the Chassam Sofer says that lo yamush mitoicha oil is soife teva is eshkoil. Loy is loy medan aleph, yamush shin mitoicha is a chaf, ha'oil is lamed, that's oisi is eshkoil. He says, because Yeshua ben Nun was from the first of the eshkoilas. Kilo Moshe ben Nun was menanisim. But after that, who's the first of the eshkoilas? Yeshua ben Nun, and it's merumis in Soifei Tevis, Lo Yomish Mitoich Ha'il. Then he said something else interesting. He says, the Rosh Tevis of Lo Yomish Mitoich Ha'il is Mila. Lamid Yud Memhei. So it's Soifei Tevis Eshkoil, and it's Rosh Tevis Mila. Why is Mila Merumis in Yeshua Ben Nun? It's because we know that Yeshua Ben Nun introduced the mitzvah of Priya, number one. Number two, the 40 years that the other were in the Midbar, they didn't do Bris Milah. They didn't do Bris Milah until they went to Eretz Yisrael. Who was the one that did the Bris Milah? It was Yeshua Ben Nun. So Yeshua Ben Nun was the one who reintroduced Bris Milah to Klal Yisrael, and that's why Umeshar Soi Yeshua Ben Nun Nar LaYomish Mitoichayil Soife Tevis Eshkol, because he's the first of the Eshkolos. The last was Yisbiyasim Soife, who was the first Yeshua Ben Nun, and he's Rosh Tevis Milah because there's Milah. But I was thinking of an interesting thought, and that is that the Mishnah says in Masechtas Nedarim, we know the pasuk Imloy Berisi Yoyim V'Layla Chukin Shemayim Baritz Leisamti, and the Mishnah says Tu Pshatim, what's that bris? So one man says Bris Mila is the ultimate bris. Other man says referring to the bris of Torah. Torah is also a bris. And the bris of Torah is Rav Eger brings that the Tais Yontif asks that Bishloim, according to the Manavan, that says that the bris is the bris of Torah. It's very good. Torah is called brisi yoyma v'layla because the mitzvah of Torah is v'hagisa by yoyma v'layla. But according to Manavan, it says that it's bris milah. What does bris milah have to do with yoyma v'layla? First of all, bris milah you can only do by day. You can't do bris milah at night. And bris milah is a mitzvah you do one time. So Tais Yontif is very bothered with the kasha. He says you have to read the pasuk like this. In loy berisi, were it not for bris milah, yoyim v'layla, chukai shemayim v'aretz l'sam. Then there'd be no yoyim, there'd be no layla, there'd be no chukai shemayim v'aretz. It's not imloy berisi yoyim v'layla kama. It's a different type in the pasuk. Imloy berisi kama, then yoyim v'layla chukai shemayim v'aretz l'sam. That's what you're saying to the Yonatan. Rav Kedega says it's very dachuk. He says, v'yoysen nira, the be'emes milah v'toyra, shaychem l'adadi. Milah and toyra are shaych to each other. K'mesh akasa ba'ilu l'safrayim. Little chassidish from Kiveger. Shemila, I'm sorry for shver. Shemila chitzaynis, he sibel amila pnimis. Me'arlas aleh. Says a person's born with an arla on his guf. A person is also born with an arla salev. And the arla salev is what fashtops the hearts of a person. It's timtum alev and doesn't allow a person to properly learn Torah. How does a person remove his arla salev? You can't call a mile. The way you remove the arla salev is by removing the arla saguf. When the arla saguf goes away, the arla salev goes away. So it says the arla safran, kishe yomul arlas levavoy, oz ye chadre libay psuchim lahavin ulhaskal ayim sham. Imke, quoting from Abkiva Eger, imke, mila mavoy le mila salev. It comes out that mila is a mavoy le mila salev. Lahavin ulhaskal b'toyro mitzvahs. Ken yesh loymar dem loy berisi haynu gam ken mila da yidei ze ba l'shari toira lahagas yom v'layla. Bris mila is also called brisi yom v'layla. You know why? Because without bris mila, you can't learn toira yom v'layla. So it comes out that bris mila has a shaychus to toira. It's a pathway, exactly, to yom v'layla, and that's in loy berisi yom v'layla. If not for bris mila, which brings a person to remove his arla salev, thus he can learn Torah v'gisba yayim v'laylo, chukh shemayim v'aretz l'samtis. And maybe it's beautiful. Mila's merum is in lo yomush mitoich ha'ol. Right? Lo yomush mitoich ha'ol. That's v'gisba yayim v'laylo. It's merum is mila. What does mila have to do with lo yomush mitoich ha'ol? It's kideg. It's this oil is afrayim. In lo yberisi yayim v'laylo, bris mila and Torah, which is v'gisba yayim v'laylo, they're one. That's loy yamush mitoich ha'ol is Rosh Tevis mil. That's a little bit of a digression. But either way, so we're talking about Torah, which is loy b'shamayim. So there's really two gemaras that you have to mention when you talk about Torah loy b'shamayim. They're both in Mesechtes Bava Metzia. One is Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, Samed Beis, and Perek Hazav. The other one is in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav. The one in Bava Metzia, Nun Tes, Samed Beis, is the Maisa with the Tanra Achnoi, with Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. That's a famous gemara. So that one will maybe save for another day. The other one, which is a little less known, which is the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pei Vav, the Gemara over there discusses the Ptira of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, as in Stam Rabbi and Shas, who is the Rabbi Muvik of Abaya, and to a lesser degree, Rava. Abaya always refers to Rabbi and Shas as Mar. But Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was from the Gedoyli Amiran. And the Gemara tells a fascinating story that involved the Petira of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So Rav Chama Bar Barte de Chasa. I heard from Rav Chama, who was an enokel of Chasa. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Agav Shmada Noch Navshe, that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was persecuted. He was killed because of religious persecution. That's how he was. What was the story? Ochlebe Kurzebe Malka. What happened when somebody went and he was malshin to the king? Amru, he said, Ikachad Gavr B'Yudai, there's a yid, the Kamevatel Tresa Alfi Gavr B'Yisrael, that there's 2 months in the year that he's Mevatel 12,000 Jews from their work, from doing work, from being productive. Yarcha Bekaita, 1 month in the summer, V'Yarcha B'Sisfa, and 1 month in the winter. This is Yarchi Kal, and they used to go learn Torah by Rabbi Nachmeni, and he would give shir. 12,000 people showed up. And what happened was, the rabble rousers went, and they were malshin to the Persians, and they said, it's not good for business, not good for the economy. That 2 months a year, the Jews shut down, you can't find an accountant, a lawyer, a doctor. This is not good, right? So what are we supposed to do? Bekitzer, Shadru Pistach of the Malka Basrei. So they decided that they're going to arrest Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and they're gonna have to kill him. They're gonna have to do something with him. They couldn't find him. Rabbi Nachmeni heard that they want to kill him. So he was a fugitive. He's on the run. Rabbi Nachmeni lived in Pumpadis. That's where most Jews live. And he went to Akra. Me Akra la Agma. Me Agma la Shichin. Me Shichin la Tzrifa. Me Tzrifa la Eina Demayim. Me Eina Demayim. And then he ended up back in Pumpadis. The Pumpadis Ashkeche. And finally in Pumpadis he was found. How did they find him? Iklo pristika the malgala who is pizza the rabba. Rabba was hiding and he was staying in a kretschmer. He was staying in an inn somewhere. It's Matzah Shabbos, but after Tzayla Masses. So he's sitting in a kretschmer. So he's sitting. And this Persian officer who has the search warrant, right? He's trying to find Rabba Bar Nachmeni. And he punked, happens to be the Krevetaka Kamei. And he sits down and he's having a few drinks, literally. Vashku Trey Kasi. He had two drinks. Hadar Partsufe Lachayre. After he had a second drink, his head started spinning. So, I'm not sure what he was drinking, but his head started spinning. Bekitze, he was like starting to get dizzy. They said, my Navid, like, what should we do? Kavid Amalku, he's a very chash of a person. We have to treat him. We can't kill him. So we need to do something fast. Amalu, Rabbi Rachmeni was there. So he said, I have an idea. Krivu taku likamoe, vashku yichad kasa. Give him one more drink. You give him a third drink, everything's going to be fine. Tal yula takim kamei velitzi, abdulei hachi velitzi. And it worked out. Now, what Rabbi Manach, what was his secret? Because we know there's something called zugais. We mentioned the other zugais before. But this is a zugais that in the times of Chazal, Taisva says that it's not shchiach anymore. There was a mazik that would come and pounce on somebody if he did things in pairs. Right, Dalut Koisis, the Gemara asks Akasha, how do you like drink Dalut Koisis? Because it's Lel Shemur and Amazikin. But either way, you can't do it in pairs. 2, 4, 6, other than 10. Siri Koidish, you don't have to worry about. But other than 10, you always have to worry about Zugas. So either way, he knew that it was probably because he drank 2. So you give him an odd number, one more drink, and everything's going to be fine. Oh man, but this officer realized that whoever knew this must be a chash of a person. Made the Yodana, he figured that the Gavir, the Kobi'ina Hachu, it's probably Rabba, and he's probably hiding somewhere in this hotel. Either way, Bachash Abbas Revakshe. And sure enough, they shut down the hotel. They do a search, and they found him. Omar, you told him like this. Said, listen, I owe you everything. I owe Akar Satoyev. You saved my life. And because of that, I'm going to let you go. And I'm going to leave right now. But I'm letting you know right now that if somehow someone finds out that I met you and they torture me, I'm not going to be able to control myself. I'm going to have no choice, and I'm going to give you up. That's what he told Rabbi Nachmani. So I give you my word that unless they torture me, I'll keep, but if they torture me, I can't help it. At that point, I'm going to have no choice. The kids are, I'm skipping a little bit, they end up finding this officer who gives up Rabbi Bar Nachmeni's hiding place, and they bring Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, they lock him up, they put him on death row. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Nachmeni was on death row, Bo Rachme, Parakushisa, he davened, and the wall that he was in the cell that he was staying in fell down. Arak for Azal Agman. He was able to run away again. This time he was in a swamp. Habi Yosef Agirdo Dudikula. And he was sitting on the stump of a tree, the Kogaris. And he was learning Torah. And here's the punchline. As Rabbi Bar Nachmeni is learning Torah, at that same moment, Komifliki b'mesifta derekia. In Shemayim, they were also learning Torah. And there was a big tumult. There was a big machloikis. A machloikis regarding a very obscure halacha in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras. In Baheres, if someone has a Baheres and he has a Seir Lovin and he has a white hair, so it looks like this. If first he had the Baheres, then he had the Seir Lovin, he's Tommy. If him Seir Lovin, Kaidim of Baheres, if first he had the Seir Lovin, then he had the Baheres, he's Tar. Safik. What if he's a Safik? And there was a big Shiloh. What do you do if he's a Safik? And this is, these were the two started. Hakorish Baruch Hu Emetar. The Eivishta said Tar. Vikulu Mesifta the Rikia. But all the Lomdim in Shemayim argued the Eivishta. They all said Tommy. The Amri, they said, Man Noichach. Who could pask in the Shaila? And they said, Noichach Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. You know who could pask in the Shaila? Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. You know how? I don't know. Because Rabbi Nachmeni himself said, I knew Yochum and Nagam and Yochum Baholos. There's no one who knows Nagam as well as I do. So if Rabbi Nachmeni really knows Nagam so well, so let's bring Rabbi Bar Nachmeni and let's hear from him what the halach is. The Gemara says, Shadrush Ligabasre. So they tried bringing Rabbi Nachmeni. Who was the Shliach? Malchamavis. Well, I have a Matzi Malchamavis originally, but he couldn't get to him. Middle, I have a Pasik Pume Migirse. Either way, the Gemara says, I'm skipping again, that he had a whole Eitzah, had to get Rabbi Bar Nachmeni to stop learning. And as soon as he stopped learning, they came and they found him, the people that were trying to arrest him, and they were able to kill him, and Rabbi Nachmeni's neshama goes up to Shemayim. But listen to the Gemara. Ki kava naicha nafshi, as Rabbi Bar Nachmeni is dying, he's literally dying. Omar, he overhears some, he gets tapped into this conversation, this shaila of what's the halacha, and he paskind. He said, you want to know what I hold? If there's a sofik, if the Baharis came first, or if the Seyalovin came first, I hold like the Eivishta. I will tahar. It says the Gemara, Yotza Basko Va'amra Shrecha Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Shagufcha Tahar the Yotzasa Nishmascha B'tahayra. And he was Zoicha that he left this world by saying the world tahar. The Gemara says as a postscript to this story, no one knew that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was killed. He was in a swamp somewhere. They left his body there. Nafal Piskim Rekiba Pumpadisa. And a piece of paper fell down in Pumpadisa that said Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Nispakish B'yeshiva Shamayla. No one knew Rabbi Nachmeni was. They knew he was hiding. And they said that he was killed. Nafku Abaye V'Rava. V'kulu Rabbanu L'Yisukebe. So Abaye V'Rava goes with the whole chevron. They have to go find Rabbi Nachmeni's body. They have a Yadu Duchte, but they didn't know where to look. Azul the Agma. Eventually they came to the Agma. They found his body and they buried him. He was Zeichet Okfuru with Espedim, the Gemara says. And the rest is history. But either way, this is the Gemara with Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. The Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said, Tahar, the Yatsan Ishmasi B'Tahaira. It was negated, this obscure halacha. If there's a Sofik, if the Baharis came first, or if the Seir Lovin came first. The Rambam, in the end of the second parak of Hilchas Tumas Saras, discusses this halacha, where there's a Sofik, if the Baharis came first, or if the Seir Lovin came first, says the Rambam. Sofik Seir Lovin Kaidin. Sofik HaBaharis Kodma. What's the Rambam's psak? HaReza Tomei. The Rambam asks Tomei. Like all the Chevra in the Masifta de Rekia. Says the Rambam, the Yirali, Shatumah said the Sof. Freit the Kesef Mish. It's a Pella, this Rambam. It's Kenegan HaMafurish HaGemara. The Gemara says that there was a Shaila Masifta de Rekia. The Ebishter, by the way, said Tahar. And they decided to let Rabbi Bar Nachmeni be Machriya. He said Tahar. It's impossible to forget what he said. Because V'yatsa Nishma said Tahar. Right? So you can't forget what his Psak was. So you know he said Tahar. So if he said that, it's a Mafurish HaGemara. That Rabbi Bar Nachmeni said Tahar. So if he said Tahar, what's the Pshat? Says the Kesef Mishnah, a tremendous Chiddush. It's such a big Chiddush that the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva says that it's a Dovid, the less Beit Tam, he Pasha doesn't have Ivrit Taich and had to understand this Kesef Mishnah. But it's a fascinating insight. Says the Kesef Mishnah that I believe that Yesh Loimer, the Kivan the Beshas Yitzias Neshama Huda Amar Hachi, being that when did Rabbi Nachmeni say Tahar? Literally, Kadnayach Nafshe, as he was leaving this world, it could be, his psak was begeder Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. That even though he said it while he was alive, but it was B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, that as a person leaves this world, he's already, what comes out of his mouth is somewhat out of his control. It's already from Shamayim, it's from the Himmel. And therefore the psak has a din of Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. And Loi B'Shamayimi, you can't paskin based on this. So the Rambam couldn't use this Gemara because he felt that it was Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. As a result, says the Rambam, so what's the pshat? I hope it's a Sofik. I don't know if it's a Sofik. The Loch is Tomei, I guess maybe based on Chal, whatever it is. But the point is, that was the Rambam's side. But the Kesef Mishnah was bothered that why would the Rambam not paskin like Rabbi Bar Nachmeni? So the Kesef Mishnah had to be Mechadish that it was Torah Loi B'Shamayimi, but it wasn't Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. Why was it Torah Loi B'Shamayimi? He said it while he was alive. So he says this Chiddush that Samach Litzias Neshama, what comes out of the mouth of a tzaddik, maybe of anybody, but what comes out of the mouth of a person, b'shas yitzias neshama, is a geder, fascinating, of Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. The Chasam Sofer, as we mentioned, brings this Kesef Mishnah. He brings it in one of his most famous tshuvas. It's in Erech Chaim Simen Reish Ches. It was written to the Zolke V'Rav, Reb Tzvi Hersh Chayes, where he spans Kol HaTorah Kula in that tshuva. But either way, the Chasam Sofer over there brings this Kesef Mishnah. And he says the Kesef Mishnah, first he doesn't understand the Kesef Mishnah, but he says he doesn't understand this Kasha more than he doesn't understand this Teretz. He said the Kesef Mishnah was bothered why the Rambam couldn't paskin like Rabbi Nachmeni. He said, V'yesh loim, I was Torah Loi B'Shamayim, but tashtikol Torah. It's so posh why I couldn't pass like Rabbi Nachmeni, because it was Torah Loi B'Shamayim. What do you mean? Without the shtikol Torah, he said it while he was alive. Says the Chasam Sofer, I want to ask you a question. How do you know this story happened? How do you know the story happened? Maybe it didn't happen. How do you know this story happened? Nobody was there. You know how you know nobody was there? Because the Gemara says that they needed a piece of paper to fall down from Shemayim to say that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Nispachish B'Yeshiva Shemayim. Nobody knew he passed away. So if nobody, how do you know the story ever happened? The Teretz is Ravina Ravashi had a Messiah, but it was Alpi Ruach HaKodesh that the Gemara was written. If that's the case, it's Vaita Torah Loi B'Shamayim. You want to know why the Rambam couldn't paskin like this Maisa? Because the whole mice is Torah Loi B'Shamayim. What do you mean? The story was he said it while he was alive. Yeah, but Hogufa, who told you the story? You only know the story from Ruach HaKodesh. Oh, Ruach HaKodesh is already a bechin of Torah Loi B'Shamayim. So the Chasam Sofer says the Kesef Mishnah needed a shtickle Torah. That being there, it was B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. That's why it was Torah Loi B'Shamayim. Say better. The whole story is the Torah Loi B'Shamayim. As I said, the Chasam Sofer in Simen Reish Ches. Either way, the Chasam Sofer goes on and he says, this famous yesod about Torah Leiv Shamayim here, that the whole yesod of that, what's the mitzvah of Torah Leiv Shamayim? What's this idea? Let's just say it already. This idea of Torah Leiv Shamayim, v'she'ena navi rishoy l'chadish dove me'ata hu yesod v'shoyrish kala Torah kula. It's not just the sif cotton. It's yesod and the shoyrish kala Torah kula. Dilav hachi, because if not for this, in kan Torah klal, you wouldn't have the Torah anymore. Why not? I'm skipping a little bit. He says, because any person can go and he can make oisus and moifsim, and he says that any person can claim that he had a dream, and he can stop being mechadish things. V'novi ha-yishme'il ha-masakein, v'shabtzai tzvi yomar, sh'nishabcho ha-mitzvahs, v'nasu me'esen, lavinu me'lavin esen, and he says, kol echa yoyme chaloim chalamti, sh'chalav zeh osir, v'zeh mutter, v'zeh yoyme kach, v'zeh yoyme kach, v'tofik ba-teiros. He says, the whole yisoid of Torah Leib HaShemayim is, it's here to protect the Torah. Because without this idea of Torah Leib HaShemayim, every person can come in, chabgat ha-chulim, nach manach, and then that's it. The people are going to stop. So the Shemira is Torah Leib HaShemayim. Incidentally, just to be clear, the Chasam Sofer speaks this out beautifully also. He says, Avada Torah Leib HaShemayim, he started after Moshe Rabbeinu's Pathira. The whole chafts of Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah Leib HaShemayim. Right, what happened? They came to Yeshua Ben Nun, they said, Sha'al. He says, I can't ask Torah Leib HaShemayim. What happened in last week's part? By the Moshe Slavchad, where he wasn't sure what to do with the Nacht. What Moshe Rabbeinu do? Yes. What happened by Pesach Sheni? Imdu Ve'eshma, Mayitzav Hashem Eschem. He went ahead and he asked. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to ask, Avada, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu's Bashamayim. Torah is Bashamayim. It's only from Moshe Rabbeinu's Patira afterwards, in order to protect the sanctity and the purity and the integrity of the Torah, you have to have an idea of Torah Leib HaShemayim. I once thought, we spoke this out once at length, but I once thought, you know, Tosfos asks a kasha of Torah Leib HaShemayim. We know there was Machlokes Mishamim B'Hillel. That was a tremendous Machlokes. And how were they on Machriya the Machlokes? A Baskel came out and said, Zagmar and Ervin Yud Gimel Amad Beis, Eilu Veilu Diver Lekim Chaim, but Taloch is like Beisil. And Tosfos asks the kasha, Bav Mitzion Untes, and in many places in Shas, I thought Torah Leib HaShemayim. So how were they able to use the Baskel to be Machriya the Machlokes Mishamim B'Hillel? So we once suggested that maybe based on the Mesilas Sharm that we spoke in, and then the Masechtas Becheiros, that the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil was such a big deal that Torah was literally at the, we just saw it, that Rabbi Gamliel wasn't Mekabel anymore. Shimon ben Hillel and Shammai, at that point, the Machlokes got to the point where it was Nasru Shtei Torahs. And Mesilas Sharm, that's where Rabbi Tarfon was Chayv Misaf and being Machman like B'Shammai. We said maybe that's why the Halacha wasn't like Rabbi Eliezer, because he was Mitamid B'Shammai, because he was such a gadol. How could he follow B'Shammai? But the point is, Torah was at a point of becoming two Torahs. Memela, they were able to use the Baskel. Why? Because what's the whole yesod of not using the Baskel? To protect the Torah. Here we needed the Baskel Gufa to protect the Torah. Shtigal alumnus, something we're thinking about. But either way, some fascinating great. Incidentally, the Priskarov said, that what does it mean? They went to Yeshua Ben Nun, they told Yeshua Ben Nun, ask the Evishtha. They told Pinchas, ask, Eloz, ask, Shmuel, ask. Yes, that the Rambam says, in the end of Perek Zayin, Hilchas Yisoydei HaTorah, when the Rambam compares and contrasts between Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas Sharon Aviyam. So he has a whole list of differences. He said, one of the differences were, Kol HaNaviyam, Eim Misnavim B'Chalesha Yirtzu. Moshe Rabbeinu ain't okay. El Kozman she yachbeitz ruach hakodesh lofshay ve'unavua shayrala ve'ainu tzarch lechavin daitoy. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said imda ve'eshma ma'yisav Hashem lechem. Says all the other neviim, they couldn't ask. They had to wait. It's a Rambam. They had to wait till the Eibishter came. If they were Zoycha, the Eibishter would come and it would be Maifia, and they got a bit derechida, Moshel. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who had a relationship. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Parish Meishtai. All the Nevi'im, Faker, Shuvah Lechem, Lo Yalechem, it wasn't an issue. But Moshe Rabbeinu was B'chol Eishe Yirtze. It was a different Madrega. So Freik the Briskerov, they went to Yeshua Ben Nun, and they told Yeshua Ben Nun, Sha'al. And what was his answer? Tayyar Lebe Shamayimi. Shmuel, you can't ask. He's not licensed to ask. This was Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Nevuas Moshe. Nevuas Sharon Aviyam, the Rambam says, Mefurish. They didn't have Imdu, the Eshma, Mayitzav Hashem Eschem, that was only Nevuas Moshe. So, B'Skarov was Mechiach from this. You have to say, what's the answer? There's a good answer. He says, you have to say it was the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim was a get that we were able to ask. Shoyalim Urim V'Tumim. So, he says, it must be the Urim V'Tumim. And you see from here that Torah Leib HaShemayim is, I feel the Urim V'Tumim. Because it's poshut that the Sha'al had to be of Urim V'Tumim. By the way, there's so much to talk about in this Gemara. Next time we'll do a part two, probably a part three, as it relates to some of the raid here on Daf Zayin. But for now, we have to at least turn the page. So, Zok the Gemara. So, we had a Shaila regarding the Chomish Chatois HaMesos, Machlokes in the Mishnah, on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. And the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa. We can technically chazer over the Mishnah, but really the Braisa that the Gemara is about to bring is Bechlal Masai Mon and has it in the Mishnah, and we're running out of time. Is Tanu Rabbanon, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon said, Chamish Chatois Mesois. There are five Chatois where the din is that they're Hoylech Lemisa, Vlad Chatos. So a Chatos is almost always in a Keva. So if a Chatos has a child, you can't be Makri of the Chatos. Vlad Shlomim, for example, you can be Makri of the Shlomim. Vlad Chatos goes Lemisa. Tmuras Chatos. So this Tmura on a Chatos. But although by most carbonos, the tmura of the carbon you can put on the mizbeach, tmura is chatas, goes la misa. Chatas shemesu ba'ale, Reuven was mafish a carbon chatas, he had to, and then he died. The yarshim, even though they often can be makriv, the carbonos that they yarshim from their father, but a chatas shemesu ba'ale, you can't be makriv, it goes la misa. Chatas shekipru ba'ale, what does that mean? Somebody was mafish a chatas, he lost it, so he was mafish a second chatas, then he found the first one. So once he got kapara from the second one, you can't be marked with the first one anymore. The chata shavu shnasa, most chatois had to be less than 1 year old. Once it's already more than a year old, you can't be marked with it anymore. So what happens if you have a chatas and now it's more than a year old? So that's the fifth one where it goes the misa. Now says the braisa, yeah, the yochel vlad chatas betzibur. You can't have a vlad chatas betzibur, the vishen chatas tekeva betzibur, because the chatas sibur was always a zacher, so it's physically not possible. Yeah, the yochel mitmuras chatas betzibur. You can never have a tmuras chatas betzibur. So we know this already. Vishen tzibur is in tmura. Because there's no tmura by a carbon tzibur. Yeah, the yochel mechata shemesu ba'alev betzibur. You can't have a chata shemesu ba'alev betzibur. If you say not tzibur mason, tzibur can never die. Is but shekipru ba'alev v'sha'avra shnasalei matzino. But technically, you can have a chatas shekipru ba'alev with a carbon tzibur. Right, they had to be makriv. They needed a carbon tzibur. They were mafish a carbon. They couldn't find it. They were mafish a second one. They were makriv. Then they found the first one. Just like you could have it by chatas yochid, you could have it by chatas sibur. And also you have a chatas sibur, it's more than a year old now. So what's the halacha? Meaning, do you say that the halacha l'meish misina of the chomish chatoyas and mesos was only said regarding a chatas yochid? Or was it said regarding a chatas sibur as well? Yochid, you know, hagas ben biyochid ben mitzibur. Amritz, Reb Shimon said, as in Reb Shimon b'yichoy, yiloh meit sasa min mefurish, ma mefurish biyochid. Three of them we know for sure only in a gay yochid. Feloi b'tzibur, apte shekibur b'alevish, ivrish nasa. So to the other two, we don't know, biyochid var mamurin, feloi b'tzibur, it's only by yochid. The Gemara said, v'chidon and efshim she'efshir. How could you learn from those three? It's true, three of them are only by a chatas yochid. But that's because they physically can't take place by a chatas yochid. It's not physically possible. A zachar can't have a baby. There is no such thing as tmuras chatas, a tmuras chatas tzibur. And it's not possible for the tzibur to die. So how could you learn something from v'chidon and efshir, mishi efshir, amar ish lakish? So ish lakish said, arba nitnu lahen, vehemidun al chamish. You have to say that when the halacha l'meish Sinai was given, the way it was said over was as follows. It wasn't said over five chatois amesis. It was said over four chatois golem misa, and one of them is liria. One of them you treat, you just wait until it gets a mum, and then you pay it afterwards. But they weren't sure which was which. Okay, v'isol chetai tech b'tzibur. Now, if you're going to tell me that it's negay even by a carbon tzibur, hanuch miyisnu b'tzibur, we know three of them on shayich b'tzibur. El al karchach, yulom et sasum im afar. So it's very sasum, pun intended. What exactly the Gemara means to say, and if you look, there's some very long rashis there, but the short version of what the Gemara is saying, and then there's the long version, that's ayin shah. The short version is as follows. That basically what the Gemara is saying is, when they gave the halacha l'meish misina, the chamish chatoyis amesis, so yesh lachker, how did the halacha, how was it presented? Is the pshat the first day Moshe Rabbeinu sat down with the oivim and said, the halacha is chatas shemesu ba'aleh is lamisa. The next day he said, tmuras chatas is lamisa. The next day he said, vlat chatas. As if there were five separate halachas l'meish misinai of these chatoyis that go lamisa. That's one side. The other side is, it was said over Chamesh Chatois Mesis. Am I not giving that? The Gemara assumes that if it was said over as a unit of five, then it has to be uniform. It has to be the same. Either they all apply to Chatas Sibur, or none of them apply to Chatas Sibur. If they're five independent halachas, or one has nothing to do with the other, punkt, we're all the Misa. But it's a five separate dafin. It's five separate halachas. If the halacha was Chamesh Chatois HaMesos, then they have to be the same. The short answer, the Gemara is going to give two versions of exactly what it was, but the short answer is they were Chamesh Chatois HaMesos. If that's the case, they have to be the same. So either they all apply to Chatas Sibur, or they all don't apply to Chatas Sibur. They can't all apply to Chatas Sibur, because three of them are not Shaykh. That's the case. None of them apply to Chatas Sibur. So it's not like a mamatzino, Yud Gimel Rida Shatar and Adreshes Behem, that you find three no, so the other two also not. That's already Bechidon and Efshem and Sheyefshem. The Gemara means something else. The Gemara means it has to be uniform. And being that we know for sure three of them don't apply to Chatas Sibur, the Mela, none of them are going to apply to Chatas Sibur. The Gemara is just going to give us some more information really more information that we need to answer this question, but more information regarding exactly what the nusach was of the halacha l'mesh misina. Rish Lakish said, "Arbon nitnu lehem v'midu machamish." The halacha l'mesh misina really wasn't chamish chatois hameses. It was four chatois hameses. One of them goes to the Riyah. They didn't know what was what. Rashi says, "L'chumra safik halacha l'mesh misina l'chumra." Another thing we'll talk about Metz Shem tomorrow. But Safik Halacha L'Mesh Misina L'Chumra, and that's why they made all five L'Misa. But the point is, the punchline, the only way for it to be uniform is by saying that none of them apply L'Tzibur. Rav Nosson had a different Nosach. Achas Nitno Lehem, the Midah Chomesh. They said that one of them is L'Misa, the other four are L'Riya. But the Gemara interrupts and says, V'lechsi B'hai Sidra Gemirilu, Ibi Yachad Ibi Tzibur. If only one of them was really supposed to be L'Misa, maybe we don't have to kill all five Misafik. Meaning one's Lamisa, four Lariya, we don't know what's what, so we kill all of them Misafik. Why is that? Is there any way, maybe we can know if the one was one of them that's Shaykh to a Tzibur, or the one is one that's not Shaykh to a Tzibur? The Mainaf Gemino, we'd be at least maybe be able to narrow it down to three or two. Because if we know for sure that the one that was Lamisa was one that's Shaykh to Tzibur, so we narrowed it down from five to two. It can only be two, because only two of them are Shaykh to Tzibur. So the Gemara, stay Shikhi Yoshakhu. They forgot that also. Either way, the Kashalu, Yisro, the Tzibur, the punchline is the same. If you're going to tell me it's Nagei Betzibur, Hanach, Mi Isnu Betzibur, all five can't be Betzibur, and all five have to be uniform. Shma Mino, Yulami Tzasim, Mi Mefirish, Ma Mefirish, Biyachav Le Betzibur, Avsasim, Biyachav Le Betzibur. Again, it's the same Tarot. It's two Lashoinis of exactly what the Lacha Mesh Messina was, but the point is it wasn't five separate halachas. It was one halacha, meaning that's one halacha has to be uniform. That's what Rav Shimon's saying. That if we know three of them are not Negei Tzibur, Bal Karchach, none of them are Negei Tzibur.